Listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Shoot the Defence on FNX, brought to you by My Sportswear and Save Association. I'm your host, Stel, and joining me is not only the founder of FIFA eSports Scouting, Kira Sanford, it's also the head of Academy Scouting, Jay Pentecost. Gents, welcome to Shoot the Defence. Great to have you both on.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's a very good pleasure to be here. Looking forward to giving you an insight on our eSports Foundation.
Great stuff. This is a very exciting time, for obviously, for you guys. And Kieran, I understand it's an eSports scouting agency which specialises in FIFA the game. Now, where did this idea stem from, mate?
To be honest, it was an idea that I had in my head for a while, being quite a gamer within the FIFA community as well, and also being a big football fan. It was a bit of a no-brainer for me to collab the both. Just because I believe that the audiences between the both kind of bridge quite well. With the game FIFA, I know the esports scene's growing at the minute, and it was something that I believe would be a great concept to not only just the community, but to help the brand in esports grow a lot more. So that's the reason it did come about, and it seems to be going quite well. So
that's great to hear.
Build on that.
That's great to hear. So how long have you and Jay known each other?
So I came across Jay on Twitter, so I know that he works with a lot of big players within the esports who are looking to make it into esports, who like develops them mentally, produces strategies and stuff for them before they go into big tournaments. So I thought it was a great addition to the team, so obviously get him on board. When we initially spoke, I believe he was on the ball. He was very ideal to what we wanted, and he's doing well at the minute, so to build the academy out and just open up more esports opportunities within football.
And Jay, how did you get involved in all of this? Because obviously, you know, you've been doing this for quite a while. When did it all begin for you?
It all began for me about a few months ago. I started managing and coaching in a small organisation called Imperial. And from then, I got an opportunity with Global E-Leagues to start analysing for them guys. And from there, it really took off. And what interests me in for FIFA's sake is that they're giving out opportunities to players that is not really seen in the scene at the minute. So that's what really attracted me to Kieran's offer.
Okay, brilliant. I mean, I'm absolutely intrigued by all this. Look, I'm 36 years old, and when I was younger, I used to play the old FIFA games and whatnot, and I never thought in the future you'd be able to actually make money from this. But, Kieran, how did your friends and family react when you actually decided to create the company?
To be honest, I think they were a bit like you, Stel. They were a bit like, what is that? To be honest, they know that I play games and they know about the games. They used to buy them for me every year before when I was a lot younger. But I think they didn't really know how far games have got to be honest. I think it's grown so quickly that it just shocks everyone that now thinks about games in this way. I've had their full support, obviously, pursuing it. And but they were shocked at the start. But when you explain it to them, because it links to football so much, and my family's quite football orientated,
right?
And we're quite involved in football. I believe that they kind of got it a lot quicker than maybe just a person that's not into football and into esports as much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I got their full support after they thought I was crazy. But all good now.
Good to hear, mate. Good to hear. So I'll tell you what, gents, is YouTube your main scouting source? Because I've seen the likes of KSI and all these other ones, hashtag United. How would someone get scouted from you guys?
To be honest, with FIFA now, they've turned up competitive gaming. So they've made a mode called Foot Champions.
Right.
So you'll be able to compete in that every weekend, which works up to 40 games. Depending on how you do, there's like a leaderboards. So what we do as a team, we go through them leaderboards, we speak to players, introduce ourselves. Not only that, we have Twitter, where our brand's grown on Twitter quite a lot, so we have a lot of people getting in touch. And the support we're getting from people that like the idea obviously helps that share our concept and then players appear to be able to for us to talk to and us to scout in more depth. But that's the reason I did add Jay to the team, because he's good with players, working with them one-to-one. He knows how to get the best out of players that we're working with, so it was that's why I did bring him on board, to make sure that process was a lot more effective, to be honest.
Amazing. And Jay, is there some sort of process or criteria to sign that? How do you find the next Ovis, for example?
So what we would look in the player, we would look into attitudes, progress over the last 12 months since FIFA has been competitive properly for the past 12 months with the FUT Champions being involved. We would just genuinely look into the progress of the player, his week in, week out stats, his attitude, and obviously his positivity, because obviously when it comes to bringing a player in, you don't want to have negative vibes. You don't want to bring in a player that's going to bring the whole team down. We'd like to, over here, we like to strive as a team and give the opportunity to the players, and we hope that for them to give them a good attitude in return, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be absolutely useless for you guys, because I disconnect when I'm 2-0 down, so you don't want me on your team, man. I'm garbage at the game anyway. So
I understand the frustration, honestly, with that. But that's the reason why these players are wanting to make this a career, just because they dig deep and they know that if the players we're working with, they can see the end. And that's the reason when you're 2-0 down, it's not over. Football matters, you can't just walk off the pitch. Even though you want to, they really dig deep and they try and get the result out of something that didn't look like it was going to bring anything.
Yeah, I was playing an Ultimate Team last night and I lost my rag. I mean, I've never broken the TV like other people have done. I mean, I've thrown joy pads about and whatnot. So, yeah, I guess that's a competitive nature in us. So, I'll tell you what, guys, how do you help create awareness for these guys then? Because I understand that you improve their brand individually. Is there a five-step program or something that you guys work on?
So when it comes to the brand of the players, it's obviously very important. Just like football players, if they do something out of ordinary, it will affect their brand and their progress going forward. So how we work, we really work with them, how we can get the best out of them. When it comes to speaking to our clients, which is football clubs and other brands, we've got scouting reports for every individual player, which will state their strengths, what they're working on at the minute during their development, and their achievements, sort of accolades, between a certain amount of time. Jay will work with them closely to make sure their strengths are actually getting stronger and making sure that their weaknesses are not longer a thing. And really just growing their brand in social media. We've also just recently took on a FIFA streamer, which is broadcasting to a large audience on Twitch. So what he'll be doing, he'll be playing our academy players in sort of on a game, growing their brand as well. We are open to growing our players' Twitches as well, so just to make sure they got content for when they are trying to make it to the next step. But yeah, really, it's just got to do with social media growing their brand, to be honest. We, being experienced within marketing, it shouldn't be a problem.
Fantastic. And Jay, do you look at a gamer's social media profile to see how they interact with others? Is that important to you?
Oh, 100%. Like, how a player will interact with his followers is always an important thing as well, because when it comes to FIFA players or other esports in general, a lot of players seem to have egos. So I seem to like players that will interact with their followers and not let their head get ahead of themselves, if you understand me.
Yep.
So that's always an important thing, is interaction, 100%.
Great stuff. And Kieran, how much has the company grown since its inception? Do you have any major contacts club-wise?
Sorry, what was that?
How much has the company grown since its inception? Do you actually have any major contacts if you're looking at other clubs, for example?
100%. So I came into, obviously, with this idea with connections in America, in the UK as well. I come from, as I said, a football background and knowing quite a lot of professional players. It did lead me to, obviously, know who's the best to target and what people's best to speak to. So before I set up this idea, it was a lot of research into, can we make this a thing? Is there a gap for it? Which there certainly is. And yeah, literally just reaching out to current connections, which has led to gaining new connections. Yeah, we've got a business development team in-house that go out to clubs on a daily basis and just pitch this idea to the right people. And yeah, literally it's just been growing from then. We only started up a couple months ago, and the amount of progress that we have made has just been I've it's made more progress than I actually thought. We've been able to bring on a head of academy development. We've been able to bring on a FIFA streamer. And we've also been able to bring players into the academy, which is fantastic. When if we were looking a couple months ago, it was just an idea. So to be fully established and in place now and to keep growing, it's it has shocked me a little bit. But that's the benefit of, that's the beauty of the industry, should I say. It's just it's a new industry that's constantly growing. And it's just going to keep going like that, fingers crossed. So.
Fantastic. And Jay, when you see the likes of Paris Saint-Germain employing professional FIFA players, does this make your life a lot easier in terms of searching for other gamers?
It makes it a lot harder, actually, because it makes you want to get to that stage, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
So when you see teams like Paris Saint-Germain, Schalke and City getting involved in esports, yeah, you just want to be at that level. And I believe with the academy players that I have in my team, most of them have the ability to get to that level. And when it comes to getting them into big clubs like that, at the start it's going to be hard because, of course, we're only just starting up. But in the future, it will definitely get a lot easier.
I can imagine. Well, hopefully it does.
But yeah, with that, what Jay was saying as well, the big clubs getting involved there, you got to think they've got a huge budget as well, right? The amount of money they make off real football is being able to help them grow their esports division a lot quicker. So we are working with clubs like that who are looking to set up their esports divisions, and we're looking to implement that as quick as possible. But for football clubs, it's a bit of a no-brainer. As I said earlier, bridges the audience between esports and football fans, so especially with our concepts, so well. You got to think there's been the ticket prices in some clubs have turned people away due to their expense. So people are turned into online gaming. And if you can be involved in the industry as a football club, then you're getting more audience, getting more fans, being engaged with your brand. So it's a bit of a no-brainer for football clubs, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And this leads me on to my next question. And to quote Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Now, is it true that there's actually big money to be made if you're a half-decent FIFA player?
100%. Literally, I was at an event, the FIFA Interactive World Cup World Championships back in August, and there was 32 players, I believe, involved in that, which they've been working very hard throughout the year to be able to qualify. I'd say every weekend, if you keep your record, you get as many wins on the weekend out of the 40 games, and you will be noticed to be invited to live events via EA Sports. And the winner from that actually took home $200,000.
Wow.
£200,000, which is a lot of money from when people are thinking he's just at home playing FIFA. But it shows he's really talented. And it shows, yeah, there's money to be made in this industry. There's sponsorships. You got to think there's now, because it's a new industry, sponsorships are really just that they're trying to get involved with, trying to get their brand in esports players, just because of the amount of audience they actually get. With, I know, the League of Legends Championship, which is another esports game, it actually gained 35 million viewers in the grand final. So showing that it's, in ways, getting a lot more audience than some football clubs. And that's why I believe football clubs do want to get involved in it quite quickly. So
That's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Jay, when you first started doing this, could you imagine someone winning $200,000? It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, I've been managing, coaching esports since 2012 in multiple esports, including Call of Duty. My first ever club championships was in LA, and that was a £400,000 prize pool. And recently in the UK, before I ever got into FIFA back in like 2012, it was peaking at 10k per event for Call of Duty. So seeing it grow, especially in FIFA, which was such a little esport, and everyone used to like kind of like pass it to the side and think, oh, that's not even worth doing, to see it grow to the potential that it has grown, and with the prize pool money, it's unreal. And it's great to see, because coming from a football background and someone that's played FIFA since 2003, it's just amazing to see development. And it's actually putting the development into the game and wanting to make it big.
Absolutely. Now, gents, based on your experiences, what tips would you give to aspiring FIFA professional gamers?
Get in touch with Jay. Well, we're here to help with all players of all qualities. If we can give our advice and help people get to the next step, that's what we'll do. But with FIFA and stuff, really, if this is a game that you've been playing, you're quite passionate about, and turn that passion into a hard-working sort of talent. Because, as I said, there's money to be made. The esports scene's only going to grow. We're in our second competitive season of, really, of FIFA, as it's been at this level. And it's just going to keep growing. There's a lot more money getting invested into it. And a lot more opportunities coming across, which is what we're doing. We're going into clubs. We're setting up esports divisions. So there's more opportunities within esports. And it's just going to keep growing. So for people that are out there that want to get into it, your time's really now to be able to just get involved. And yeah, I said, if you want to get good, get in touch with Jay.
Or get in touch
with us over at FIFA Tech.
Jay?
Yeah, I've got something to add on to that. And then, you know, through something that everybody wants in life is to be playing video games for a living, earning a stable salary each month, going to events, flown all around the world. What more could you really want? Really? Is there any answer to that?
But I think you could only actually be good if you're passionate about it as well, to be honest. And there's a lot of players out there that are not noticed, and they're at a really good level. So people are like, how do I get noticed in esports? I'm really good at the game. I do this. I've been qualified for this event, but I don't, like, since then I've not done much. So it kind of brings down their effort, if I'm honest. So they weren't putting much work in it because they've been knocked down a few times. But yeah, you've got to get knocked down 9 times to then get up the 10th and really show people what you're about. So you've got to take the losses to gain them precious wins, should I say, them proper wins.
Absolutely. And gents, on a final note, I know the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health ran a study and found the average British teen spend around 6.5 hours a day on computer screens. Now, people will laugh at this question, but will you or do you offer support to gaming addicts?
In terms of gaming addicts, what do you mean?
Well, you may have some potential gamers that feel that they need to spend their whole life playing FIFA, when in actual fact there's more to life than that, so to speak.
Of course. Yeah, so, well, my advice, obviously, to them, I swear, that's the whole point in the development of the academy. We don't want these guys ready to turn into these, well, it's always good to play the game as much as you can, but you can practice as much as you want, but you've got to practice smart. And if your head's not in the game half the time, and you're not sleeping, then that's just not healthy, and it's not going to help you develop. So we really recommend spacing out your time during your development, because then you get to go back and see what you need to improve on. And yeah, your head's always in the game, so you'll be able to reach your best performance at all times. So really, obviously, space it out. Make sure your development comes first. And even though you're playing the game all the time, you're not always going to develop, because you really got to take in what you're actually doing and how you can improve it. When you're turning it and you're playing it all the time, you're not going to know. To be honest, you're not going to know what you need to improve on, because you're just in that full mode of just wanting to play the game. So you got to do it smart, in my opinion. You got to work smart.
So I guess it just stems back down to what you said earlier on in the show about character and personality. Is that right, Jay?
Yeah, that is very much correct. I believe that when a player decides to put their time into it, they've got to be dedicated for that. But also, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't have a social life on the side of that. They don't have to be at their screen all day, as Kieran just said. And I would usually, well, what I'm planning on doing is writing up schedules so they do have a healthy sort of play style, play time sort of thing. Because I don't really want to deal with 12 angry gamers because they've been sat on their Xboxes all night, if you understand what I mean.
As Jay was just saying, he's hit the nail on the head there. They've got to be quite sociable. The clubs that are looking to represent these players, they're mainly doing it for their fan engagement. And if these players are not the type of social fan engagement players who can build relationships, then football clubs are going to, in waves, look past them. Even though they might be talented at the game, you've got to have a personality about you. You've got to be passionate about it, but you also got to be able to help grow their fan engagement as well, really engage with their fans, be a likeable person, should I say. And that comes from, obviously, your personality and being able to know what you want, also working smart to be able to get there.
Great stuff. Well, gents, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both. Before I let you go, would you like to give us your Twitter handles or any other ways we can get in contact with you guys via social media?
So, yeah, the app for FIFA's sake, it's just 4 with FIFA, but instead of all with I, it's in 1. And then it's just Sake, S-A-K-E. If you want to get some tips on how to become an esports gamer, please feel free to get in touch. We also do some giveaways on there, so to help with your FIFA experience, we do give away tutorials on how to become a pro, how to make your team better in the game. We give away like FIFA points and stuff like that. So feel free to get in touch. We're happy to speak to anyone and help with their development as much as we can. We've got an academy in place, but we might have some positions still available. It's just something we have to look into. But yeah, something we're really trying to help the scene. And if any clubs listen to this, if you look it up in the esports division, feel free to get in touch as well. We'll happy assist.
Wonderful. And Jay?
You can contact me on Twitter via jpino with two O's. And I'm currently in the middle of setting up a business email address. So that will be posted on my Twitter very soon.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you ever so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure. And those of you still listening, give us a follow on Twitter at Shoot the Defence. We have a Facebook group page. We have a YouTube page. I've started a career mode with Birmingham City, and it's been going pretty well. I know it's only professional level, but as I said, I'm absolutely dog poo on it. So hear me and watch me throw a few profanities as well. Until next time, take care.